Qigong for the eyes. Yangong eye exercises. Yangong eye qigong exercises focus on moving the eyes in order to stimulate circulation of qi and blood to the eyes. These qigong eye exercises come recommended from various TCM hospitals throughout mainland China to support good eye health. 1. Preparation. Sit or lie down and relax your mind and body. Take a few deep breaths and clear your mind from distracting thoughts. 2. Infinity rotation. Move the eyes in the pattern of the infinity symbol. Make sure to do this in both directions, 10 times each way. Breathe naturally during the exercise. Imagine there is a great flow of qi and blood in your eyes. 3. Acupressure to activate the qi and blood. Using your thumbs, press on the Jingming UB1 point at the inner upper parts of the orbits, the bone. Focus all your attention to these points as you press. Press backward on the orbits as you inhale, and gently squeeze the eyeballs while slowly exhaling. You should feel a fairly strong ache or distension in your eyes. Keep your attention on the circulation of qi and blood rushing through your eyes. 4. Wash the eyes. Close your eyes lightly. Briskly rub all 4 fingers on each hand together until warm. Then, rub your eyes from the inner canthus outward 30 times. Breathe naturally, and focus your attention on your hand this time rather than on your eyes. 5. Close the eyes and rest for a few moments after doing these self-healing exercises. Think about having clear and healthy eyes. Diagrams for some of these exercises can be found in the print edition of this book. Qigong to strengthen the liver. Soothe the liver and improve vision. Shugan Mingmu Gong exercises are designed to dredge the liver in order to nourish the liver and improve visual acuity. The therapeutic strategy is aimed at invigorating the eyes from fatigue, relaxing the muscles of the neck and upper back, and relieving spasm of the muscles surrounding the eyes. These exercises should be done once in the morning and once in the evening. 1. Preparation. Sit or stand relaxed with the back straight, placing the feet shoulder-width apart and breathing naturally. 2. Near-far vision regulation. Look straight ahead to an object in front of you. Gradually look at objects further and further away until you can see no further. Stare at the furthest point you can see for a moment, and then gradually draw the vision back to the nearest point. Do this 5 times. Then, look as far into the distance as you can, rotating the eyes clockwise and counterclockwise, 5 times in each direction. 3. Turn the neck and move the eyeballs. Looking into the distance, rotate the neck clockwise and counterclockwise, 5 times each way, with your eyes following the rotation of the neck. Inhale when the neck turns back, and exhale when the neck moves forward. 4. Thrust out the chest and relax the back. Raise the arms to the chest with the elbows bent and the palms facing in toward the chest. Draw the elbows back, thrust out the chest, and inhale. Then exhale and move the elbows forward. Do this 10 times to relax the upper and mid-back. 5. Stimulate eye acupoints. Using your thumbs, press these points with your attention on your eyes. Press up and back into the orbit on inhalation, and release pressure with a slow exhale, saying the word Sung, the Chinese word for relax. You should feel a mild ache or distension with applied pressure, but not pain. Stimulate the other acupoints of the eye in this same manner. Inhale, press. Exhale, relax. 6. Massage the eyes. Put 4 fingers of the left hand on the left eye, and 4 fingers of the right hand on the right eye, and rotate gently. Rotate clockwise 10 times, and counterclockwise 10 times. 7. Regulate the qi of the whole body. Close your eyes and bend the elbows, raising them in front of the abdomen, palms facing up. Concentrate on the eyes when you inhale, and raise the hands to eye level, about 4 inches from the eyes. While continuing to focus on the palms, begin to slowly exhale as the hands move downward toward the abdomen. Do this 10 times, and relax for a moment when you're done. Transmit healing qi through Lao Gong Qigong. Begin this exercise with both hands in front of the navel, facing one another, focusing your attention on the Lao Gong acupoint. This point is located in the center of each palm and is one of the most common areas used for emitting healing energy. 2. Once you have placed your attention on Lao Gong, open and close your hands in accordance with your breathing. When you inhale, feel the energy accumulate between your hands as they draw farther apart. When exhaling, the palms draw closer to one another, but not touching each other. Do this for 10 to 15 minutes in order to stimulate qi to the hands. 3. Next, rub the hands until they become warm, and cover the eyes with the hands. The Lao Gong acupoint should be facing the eyeballs. The eyes should remain open without the hands actually touching the eyes. Imagine the healing Yang Qi energy transmitting from Lao Gong into the eyes. 4. Repeat rubbing the hands and placing the palms over the eyes 10 times. You may do this exercise 2 times each day, once in the morning and then again in the evening. This is a very easy exercise for the eyes and will strengthen your hands-on healing abilities. Concentration is very important here, and I find that putting on some relaxing music while doing these exercises enhances the experience. Beijing Eye Qigong. This is a highly effective and complete Qigong exercise routine that I learned from TCM hospitals in Beijing. The exercises are broken down into 4 parts. Meridian exercise, eye exercise, point exercise, and pressure exercise. This exercise can be performed while either sitting or standing, feet shoulder width. If you choose to stand, your hands should be placed together at the lower dantian, below the navel. If you choose to sit, the hands are placed in front of the chest. 1. Meridian exercise. Ascending clear yang qi to the eyes. This exercise directs the qi flow up through the liver meridian to the eyes. Close the eyes. Relax, and use your mind to direct the qi from the acupoint Dandun LV1, the lateral big toe, upward along the shin and inner thigh, through the abdomen, to acupoint Qimen LV14, below the nipple between the 6th and 7th ribs. Continue to raise the qi upward along the throat to the eyes. Open your eyes wide, fixing your gaze on an object about 6 to 10 feet away. Imagine that the clear yang qi is evaporating or disintegrating the turbid haze from your eyes. 2. Eye exercises. Activate the qi and blood. This exercise is used to direct the qi and blood directly to the eyes through specific eye movements. Close the eyes and relax the body. Converge the eyes inward, then upward, to the left, and then to the right. After that, roll the eyes in a circle from left to right, and then from right to left. 3. Point exercise, distance to convergence. This exercise is performed by focusing on a fixed object while the qi is directed. Close the eyes and relax. Open the eyes and fix them on an object far into the distance for about 60 seconds. Draw the attention and gaze closer and closer until you are looking at your nose. The eyes will converge. Then close the eyes as they fully converge. Alternate 6 times, closing one eye and opening the other, left then right, while the eyes are converged. Make sure not to blink, or as little as possible, and gradually increase the gazing time before your eyes converge. Sensations of intense burning, itching, and watering are normal as circulation to the eyes increases. 4. Pressing exercise. Acupressure along the Du Mai. In this exercise, the qi is directed to the fingertips, and then acupressure guides the qi and activates blood circulation. Close the eyes and relax. Direct the flow of qi to both index fingers by focusing on them and feeling the warmth, tingling, distension, etc. First, press both the Bai Hui and Ying Tang acupoints at the top of the head, imagining the qi flowing down the Du Mai, the governing vessel, to the Ying Tang point between the eyebrows. Then press the acupoints around the eyes, Yin Tang, Guan Zhu, Yu Yao, Sisku Kong, Tong Zung Yao, Ji Hao, Jing Qi, Zheng Ming, and Jing Ming, from the upper inner canthus, all the way around the orbits of the eyes. Stimulate acupoints on both eyes at the same time. Once you've completed circling the eyes, continue to direct the qi to flow down the Du Mai through acupoints Ying Zhang and Ren Zhong, down through the chest and into the Dantian. After concluding this eye exercise routine, take a moment and close your eyes and relax. Focus your attention on your lower Dantian to allow the qi to return there. Rest both hands on the Dantian, men with right hand over left, and women left hand over right. You can do this set of exercises from 9 to 27 times. Start slow, and you should experience minor blurriness and watering eyes, which should not exceed 2 weeks. If this continues, reduce the repetitions as you are probably overdoing it. Seeing colors and feeling aches and distension is normal. These exercises are primarily done to prevent and eliminate mild to moderate eye problems, including myopia, presbyopia, astigmatism, and eye strain headaches. Because these exercises raise the yang, You should not perform them if you have high blood pressure or glaucoma. Transmitting universal healing light through the eyes. It is no mystery that light enters the eye. But what might surprise you are the findings of a recent study showing that light also is emitted outward from the eyes. Light energy actually reflects from the eyes. For eyes to function normally, there must be a balance of light going in and out of the eyes. This exercise is designed to stimulate this process. 1. Preparation. Take a few deep breaths and relax your body. Start at the top of your head and work your way down to your toes, relaxing each part of your body. Slow your breathing and allow your body to completely relax. Do not begin the exercises until you are relaxed and free from distractions. 2. Absorb and transmit universal chi. While slowly inhaling, visualize white, universal healing chi energy coming into the Baihui GV20 point at the top of your head. When exhaling, imagine this energy projecting outward through your eyes. Do this 30 times, twice per day. Qigong for health and longevity. As discussed earlier, doing specific Qigong eye exercises is a great beginning. But your goals should now include optimizing your health overall. Since we know that your eye problem is a systemic condition, we now need to think more holistically. This means getting yourself healthy with a daily routine of Qigong practice. So I strongly urge you to incorporate Qigong into your lifestyle.